Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Starting again today, Romney works on that, shoring up his support in New Hampshire as he opens a four-day campaign swing through the state. To talk about Romney's strategy in the final 3 weeks before New Hampshire votes, we spoke with John Sununu, former New Hampshire governor and outspoken Romney supporter. He actually called himself a mad dog in the interview. We asked Sununu how the Romney team copes if it comes into New Hampshire following a second or third place finish a week earlier in Iowa.
The governor just has to do well in Iowa. He doesn't have to win or come in second. He just needs to get a decent percentage, you know, somewhere around 20% to demonstrate that he's had a good result out of there. And New Hampshire, the key is the same as always. Governor Romney has been in New Hampshire for the last year or so. It's with what I call the see me, touch me, feel me component of campaigning, meeting people, talking to them. They're going to be in New Hampshire Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week, and would certainly be back right after Iowa. So, the key to New Hampshire is having the candidate here talking to the voters.
But Newt Gingrich has closed the gap significantly in New Hampshire in the last few weeks. How are you working to put more room between the two? And would you be happy to win for Governor Romney to win New Hampshire by 10%?
Look, I'm not in the game of making predictions. He's going to have a strong win in New Hampshire. And people, I think, will be surprised at how poorly Mr. Gingrich does. The fact is Gingrich is going to have trouble in Iowa, he's going to have trouble in New Hampshire, and that will erode whatever lead he happens to have right now in South Carolina. And Governor Romney will, in I think both Iowa and New Hampshire, outperform expectations.
You have not been afraid to go after Gingrich. In a recent interview, you described him as having a congenital problem and said his mind isn't so hot and his discipline and commitment are terrible.
I was trying to be subtle with those statements.
Are you doing the dirty work, so to speak, that the Romney campaign itself is trying to stay away from? And is that coming from within the Romney strategy?
Look, I had to deal with Gingrich when I was chief of staff. I found him absolutely untrustworthy. I find that his approach to issues is to develop a good rhetoric, a veneer of rhetoric, and has no depth to it. His follow-through is horrible. I find that his former colleagues like Tom Coburn, who said that there's absolutely no way he could tolerate a Gingrich presidency, or Peter King, who attacks him for being untruthful, or Al Simpson, who said that he lied to the President of the United States. I find all those things telling, and it makes me uncomfortable with a Gingrich candidacy running against Obama, because he is vulnerable to all those things in spades, and a Gingrich nomination, in my opinion, guarantees a second Obama term.
Are you speaking for yourself, or are you speaking for the Romney campaign when you say stuff
myself.
Like that?
I'm a mad dog freelancer.
Last week, we talked to a couple of members of the Gingrich team up in New Hampshire, and they told us that while Mitt Romney may have a lot more money and a lot more organization in New Hampshire, Gingrich is the one inspiring passion among voters, which they say will be more valuable on Election Day. Respond to that.
Fantasy.
Why do you say that?
Because he doesn't have an organization up here. He has nobody up here. He has a handful of people that he's hired all of a sudden. He's made no effort over the past to put an organization together. And frankly, never came up here after the union leader endorsement until the 12th of December. And the union leader endorsed him around Thanksgiving. So whatever they're telling you is, you know, sounds good when they say it, but there's nothing to back it up.
Governor Sununu, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.